What's up, everybody? My name's Aaron, and this is Diner Discussions. So about, well, let's see, 3 years ago, we had my son on the podcast, and we asked him some questions, and it's been a long time, and I wanted to see kind of how, you know, things have changed in the last few years, and what he thinks, and how he thinks differently. So, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello.
What's your name?
Brennan Allison.
And how old are you now?
10.
So, we introduced you last time with Power Ranger music. When's the last time you've watched a Power Ranger anything?
Last year.
It's been a long time, huh?
Mm-hmm. Because remember we watched the Power Ranger movie?
Yeah.
When they were all old?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That has been a year. Holy cow, that was when we lived at the other house. So it's been almost 2 years.
No, we watched it here in the camper.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. So it's been about a year.
It was just on a weekend.
So where are we right now?
Dog park in Falls Valley, Oklahoma.
Yeah. We brought our little chihuahua out to play.
And I was going to get a ball for him. And I found a grass snake by the tree.
Yes.
And I remember earlier, I was going to get the ball that I dropped, remember?
Yeah.
And I felt something like jump up and come down. And I was like, I guess I was just like my shoelace or something.
You think it was the snake?
I think it was the snake.
Oh. I had a scorpion in my sleeve one time at Grammy's house. I was sitting on the couch watching TV, and I got up to go to the bathroom, and a scorpion fell out of my sleeve. I felt like something was crawling on me for a long time after that.
Yesterday, I was playing Ark with my aunt and my uncle, and we were playing, and a scorpion came by.
Quit eating on the podcast.
I stabbed it with my... spear.
Yeah.
And it died instantly.
Really?
I was like, man, this is as easy as real life.
Well, wait, what?
Did you not get the joke?
Yeah, I did.
But sarcasm.
I hope so. But, so let's talk about yourself. What grade are you in right now?
I'm in fourth grade.
Fourth grade, and it's almost over.
Mm-hmm.
We're in April, and he's got about, what, 4.5 weeks or four or five weeks?
Not even.
And then it's summer break, and he goes to his mom's for, what, 14 days or so, and then he stays over at our house. What's your favorite, like, do you like spring or summer better?
Summer.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And so... I'm more of a spring guy. I mean, the allergies suck, but like everything else is awesome. I love the way it's cool in the morning and it can be warm in the afternoon. You kind of get the best of both worlds. But what are your plans for summer this year?
I want to start YouTube.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to YouTube? Your stream from gaming?
I've downloaded this streaming app on my computer at my mom's house.
Really?
Yeah. I have to get premium, though, to, like, see my videos and stuff.
Yeah. Well, can you tell them to hold on? We got a sponsor. So tell them we'll be back.
We'll be back.
All right. We'll be back, guys.
You are listening to Diner Discussions.
So, small caveat, when we recorded this last time, we were at the dog park, and a couple of people with big dogs came to the park, and our little chihuahua was going to bark and be a jerk, and so we decided to leave. So, we were going to record the next day, and that turned into like a whole bunch of weeks. And now, what, almost 2 months later, it is May, and we're recording this the day after. Well, I guess the day of, it's nighttime, it's 9 o'clock, of your fourth grade graduation. So how does it feel to be a fifth grader now?
It feels weird.
Really?
Yes.
So, like, do you feel older?
Yeah.
It's going to be weird. I'll be honest with you. When, like, the summer of my fourth grade year going into fifth grade, I stayed indoors and played on the PlayStation, like, the whole summer and didn't do anything. That was the first summer that I didn't really do anything, and I gained a ton of weight, and I got really fat and chunky. And then my sixth grade year actually, like, hit puberty and stayed on the trampoline and lost it all. But so we're not going to do that, right?
Nope.
We're not going to stay around and eat. Dad's trying to lose weight still. It's been a struggle, but what did we do the other day?
We went and played basketball.
Where at?
The Pentecostal church.
Yeah. It's...
Which we don't go to that church. We don't go to it.
No, well, I mean, it's not that it's a bad thing. It's just, we called them and asked if we could come over. They have like an enclosed basketball gym and like outdoors, but it's like got a gate and a fence around it. And we asked them if we could go play, and the pastor said yes, as long as we didn't tear anything up and didn't hang on the rim. And I told him that Brent is too short and I'm too fat to jump up and do any damage to the rim. And so, yeah, we've been playing there, and then we've been playing at the park. So, let's see. When you were 5, so you're 10 now, so 5 years ago, I asked you a set of questions, and I also asked you when you were 3, but I have these questions that I'm gonna ask you again and see how you differ. Okay, I think we did this the last time we talked. All right, is that cool?
Mm-hmm.
So what's your name?
Brennan Drake Allison.
How old are you?
I am 10.
Okay, and what's your favorite color?
It's blue.
You said red and blue and green and sparkly colors.
It's either blue, black, or red.
Okay, so what's your favorite food?
I'd have to say pizza. Pizza or burgers.
Okay, so kind of elaborate on that question. What where's your favorite place to eat?
It's either Cracker Barrel or Golden Corral or Waffle House.
Yeah, you like Waffle House?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. You said...
Well, I don't go there a lot because it's too sugary. And, like,
yeah.
I can't handle it.
Yeah,
Last time we went there, I dropped my plate on my pants and out of front butt.
I forgot about that.
It was chocolate all over my pants, so it looked like I pooped from a front butt.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, and I came home and I changed my pants and went straight to bed.
So you said...
And that was a school night, too, when we were up till, like, 11.
You said at 5, chicken nuggets, fries, and yogurt, and chocolate milk, and I love to eat Oreos.
I do not like Oreos anymore.
Really?
Like, I don't know what's wrong with me, but, like, no.
Is it the chocolate or something?
It's the chocolate. It tastes weird to me now. Like, it tastes sour.
Oh, that's weird. So, who is your best friend?
Well, I don't have, like, a best friend. I have multiple.
Well, you can name a couple.
Just use first names. I have Christopher Rodrigo.
Use first names.
Okay. Christopher. Merrick.
Carter.
Cade. Carter Castle, because there's two Carters, so I have to say the last name.
Now the other Carter is going to feel left out.
No, and, Braxton.
Who are you always playing?
Noah.
Playing Switch with?
Merrick.
Okay. So you said Nova and Diana, the one that has the teeth, and Mrs. Mantooth. That's what you said when you were five.
Nova? Who is Nova?
The dog.
Oh!
Yeah.
The corgi!
And Diana, whoever that was. I guess a dog?
No, Diana wasn't a dog.
It says Diana, the one that has the teeth, and Mrs. Mantooth.
I don't know who Diana is.
I don't know. Okay, next question is, what is your favorite song?
I'm going to have to look on my Pandora. What I've played most recently.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be like an all-time favorite. It can just be a favorite song.
I have to say, I Spy by Kyle. I'm So Tired, Love, and Joyce Land. Motto by NF. Mona Lisa by Dominic Fike. Mindfield by Nick D. Or Lil Boo Thing by Paul Russell.
Well, those are just good ones.
And Splat by Carney Price. And there's one more. Two more. Golden by Harry Styles and Shadow by Livingstone.
Well, I think we all know what you said at five.
Power Rangers.
Power Rangers. Beast Morphers and other Power Rangers. What's your favorite story? Like, a book or movie?
Oh, a book?
Yeah.
Ooh, I think it'd have to be, like, the, what's it called? Amulet series?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Graphic novels?
Yeah, that series, I was into that for about 2 years, and I could not stop reading them. I would check, I was on to the 7th book, and I stopped reading because no one had the 8th book or the 9th or the 10th.
You said Power Ranger book.
I'm not surprised.
What's your favorite animal?
Dogs. And it's a hard one.
You like Daltons as dogs.
Dogs and I really think like dogs and fish.
Fish?
No, not fish. Not fish for a favorite animal. No. I'd say
you like fishing though.
Yeah, I do like fishing. I'd say for my second animal, I'm just going to go with a random one because I don't have like a secondary favorite animal. So I'm just going to say cats.
Yeah, that's what you said last time. Stop reading it.
I'm not. I haven't read it at all.
What are you scared of?
Spiders. I'm not reading it. Spider snakes. Fish.
Really?
Yes. I've seen a gar and it has tried to kill me.
An alligator gar?
Yeah.
Well, you said
it was not fun.
Spiders and alligators and snakes. Elephants, because I'm scared they'll whap me with their trunks.
I will never say that again. Okay. Elephants are eligible. They are fine with me.
What's funny is that, like, you were at five. Why were you scared of elephants?
I don't know. I don't remember anything anymore.
That's so funny. You were serious, too. You're like, they're going to whap me with their
shiver me timber.
Yeah. What makes you happy?
Dogs, family, video games. Did you see that one video that I sent you?
No, not yet.
It was a Spider-Man video. And there was a truck coming at it. Like, this truck coming at Spider-Man while he was trying to save someone. And inside of that truck, it said, like, all of your problems. Like, depression, sadness, girl problems, and, a bunch of, like, stress and all that stuff. And then, you know the scene where the police car wrecks the truck? It said video games and football. I was like, that was so true. Video games and football are my getaway.
Yeah.
For, like, stress, depression, like, that's kind of stuff.
And we're excited about the EA Sports game about to come out.
Yeah.
You said cupcakes, apples also.
What?
That's what makes you happy.
Oh, that I was joking around on that.
No, you weren't. You were.
I wasn't?
No,
you were. No, serious. That was when I was three. I just said something random.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
NBA player. A NFL player.
Really?
I want to be on Kansas City, Miami. These are my choices.
The Dolphins?
Yes. I want to go to Miami and play for them. Miami, Kansas City, Detroit. I think I would be good in... What's that team called? Is it like... I can't remember. Cardinals.
Arizona?
Yeah. Or... Let's see. Yeah, I think that's my choices.
You said a Power Ranger or a spy. Those are pretty cool. Pretty cool answers.
Spies are not in real life.
Yeah, they are. It's just not as glorified as it is.
I mean, spies are clarified as stalkers, basically. Now. So, no.
So, do you think that, do you think that your interests and stuff have changed drastically from listening to your old answers? Or do you think some of them are kind of similar or what?
I feel like from reading my old answers from the podcast is really helping me right now.
Yeah.
Like, alligators are not a fear anymore.
Yeah.
Because I know, how to keep myself safe from them, how to protect myself from them. Elephants, I mean, come on, they're elephants. Mm. They're not going to whack you with your tail.
With their trunk.
Or their trunk, whatever.
No, not whack, whap.
Oh, yeah, what?
He said, they're going to whack me with the trunk.
I'm still, a little bit scared of snakes, but I know a little bit of how to handle them. Spiders. Never get over that fear. I will never get over the fear of a headphone hanging, touching my leg, and then I don't see the headphone, and I'm like, that's a bug. It's imaginary. Because I'm so afraid of, bugs and stuff crawling on me, it just makes my skin crawl. It, creeps me out. And that, gives you an imaginary feeling, like you're in bed, that something's crawling on you, but it's just your mind playing games.
Well, I don't like anything that's trying to hurt me in any way.
Hey, it's Ashley, and you're listening to Diner Discussions.
Okay, so I know your schedule's busy, so I have some listener questions for you here.
That's a lot.
Well, you don't have to. We're not going to answer all of them.
Yeah, we're going to answer all of them.
No, some of them aren't, appropriate for you. They don't apply to you. They're for me. What's the nicest gift you've ever received?
My tablet.
Really?
My tablet and my PC. Tablet and PC, because I got my PC for Christmas.
Yeah.
Phone, PC, tablet. And one more special thing. My Nintendo Switch. That thing I was addicted to for so long.
Which one you've gotten too?
My blue one, my Switch Lite, and both of them.
I thought you meant the one.
I've been addicted to them so long, and I finally got off of it. It was like a drug for a while.
Yeah, I thought you meant the one I bought you.
No. You didn't buy me that one. That was yours.
Yeah, but you played it more than I ever did.
Yeah, because you don't like Switch. Anyways.
You were with me when I picked it out.
Okay. I was also with you when we bought the PlayStation 4. Because we went to Walmart, we bought it, and then we came home and downloaded Madden 19.
I don't think I bought it on Walmart.
That. And I finally, it was about one... It was about, like, 6 months ago. I'm just going to say 6 months because I don't really know how long it was. I got off of it. My addiction, when I got my phone, that switch
disappeared.
Like, it disappeared in my life. I'm not addicted to Fortnite anymore. I play other games, and I don't play Fortnite that much. It's, like, just a getaway game now, and I don't really rage at it anymore. Like, when I lost the Stumble Guys match, I didn't throw my phone, I didn't hit it. I just sat there, and I was like, oh, man.
I am proud of you. I really am.
And
I haven't been,
like, raging.
That's good. That's part of growing
especially
up.
Especially, imagine, when I missed that one-hand catch, I didn't rage. I just sat there, and I just looked at the game, and I was like, you suck.
Yeah. Well, that's part of it. You'll find as you get older, you're able to control your emotions a little better. And I'm never say 100% because it's always a man.
Wait, shower? Hold on.
I asked the questions. You're the guest.
No.
You're the guest. I'm the host.
Nope.
Okay, would
nope.
you rather take a shower or a bath?
Dad, you missed one.
I'm asking your the questions. Would you rather shower or bath?
I feel like I'll take a bath.
Yeah, you've always been a bath kid. You hate the shower until you get in, and then you're like, hard to get out. But getting you in the shower is like pulling teeth, but you've always loved the bath. It's like swimming for you. All right, here we go. What's something special to you that nobody else cares about?
Special to me, but nobody else cares about?
Yeah, like what's something that you like that you feel like nobody else even knows about or cares about? It can be anything. Like a candy, it can be like a TV show, it can be...
My Fortnite career. Like, I've been streaming for 2 months now.
Oh, really?
I've had no views, but there's this one guy who always likes my streams.
Really?
One guy. I don't know his name.
And just so everybody knows, he's streaming under supervision.
Yeah.
So, it's not unsafe. But anyways, go ahead.
Yeah.
But that's it?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite TV show right now?
It's Young Sheldon. Or Aang, The Last Airbender.
You like Arrow. Not Arrow, The Flash.
Are
you done with that?
No, I haven't been watching it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let me look at my Netflix real quick.
Okay, well, while you're doing that, what is your favorite clothing brand?
Champion. It has always been Champion, and it always will be.
Which is so funny.
Oh, and... one of my other favorite shows is JJK, which is Jujutsu Kaisen.
So anime, for those of you that don't know. I was just saying it's funny how, like, Champion used to be, like, a really cheap Walmart brand for when I was younger. Okay, so, let's see.
I did not play an instrument as a kid.
just a kid.
No.
Okay, what?
I probably never will, but I was going to take a chance, fifth grade, but I still am deciding on what I'm going to do.
I wish you would learn to play the piano or the guitar, because that's two things that I've always
I was always trying to play your blue guitar, and...
I've noodled, but I can't play it more than just a few notes. Okay, do you believe in aliens?
No. All this UFO Area 51 crap is not real.
Really? You don't think so?
Oh, yeah. I've seen proof.
Oh, okay.
No, I've literally
on
seen
YouTube
proof.
Shorts.
No, Google. that video of the UFO was actually a plane flying over Area 51.
Yeah. Okay, so I have two more questions.
Oh, no. They're keeping aliens in there. Oh, shiver me timbers.
All right, one is, if you could play a game with, or eat dinner with, or sit down and talk to, or whatever, like, the situation don't matter, with one person, dead or alive, who would it be? And it can be someone you don't know.
Papa.
Yeah. I don't want to make you upset. I was just...
playing a game with them. Yeah. I would love to play chess with him.
Yeah, he used to love playing chess with you. Okay, and then my last question before we go is, what's your favorite breakfast food? I can't remember what
fried
you
eggs.
Answered.
Fried eggs.
Fried eggs.
Last time I answered pancakes, I can remember that.
Really?
Straight on, yes.
I can't remember any of it. I will be excited to go back and listen.
I
want to
do five more questions.
Well, I don't have any questions for you, but I can look some up. But
No,
those are for me.
I saw one that I like.
Oh, okay. Anyways, hold on. Let me finish. I'll be excited to go back and listen to our last episode with just you and see what your answers were then and how they've changed. Because I can't remember them and I didn't write them down. I should have been more prepared. I should have wrote those down instead of just when you were five. I should have done both.
Okay. There's this question that I looked at and it standed out to me. What are you going to try out for the start of this year? I saw that question.
Yeah, what's the
And
what's
my answer is streaming.
What's something you will try for the first time this year is the question.
Streaming. I've never streamed before. I've always wanted to and I just finally started this year.
Yeah, your dad used to. I used to have some followers. I mean, we used to do decent. And then I could never stay on schedule because of you guys. It was really hard getting you all in bed. And
yeah, you were... It wasn't that in the den?
Yeah, and it was hard to... Well, it started out in the living room. And I put that white thing behind
because
me.
Because I remember that rap video. Help! There's a big butt crab! And you were just, like, running away from that thing. That thing was massive.
I swam for 5 minutes. Rap. I swam for 5 minutes across the ocean because the game is real time. And I swam for 5 minutes across the ocean. Almost got killed by a shark, but escaped. Got to the island. Walked over. Found a coconut. Was about to drink it because I was about to die of thirst. And I got killed by a crab.
Yeah.
A giant crab.
He was, like,
big. I was so mad. It was frustrating. But yeah, there's a bunch of clips still on Twitch, and one of these days when we get our house built, I really do want to start streaming again. That was fun. I just can't do the late night thing. I'm 33, but I sometimes feel like I'm 50. I can't stay up late anymore.
There's a question that's probably not on here, but I want to just like put it out there. My favorite game isn't Fortnite. It's not Fortnite.
What is it?
I gotta say, Gotham Knights.
Gotham Knights. Gotham. On what system?
Xbox, PC. PC.
Not Xbox.
On PC, but it's on Xbox Game Pass.
Yeah.
And I do have Xbox Game Pass.
I tried, guys. I tried to raise a PlayStation kid, but, you know, he just recently got a PC, so he's all about that now. But
yeah, it's RPG too. You already know I'm starting streaming with that thing.
Well, when I was his age, I also had a PC and I gamed all the time on it. I played Age of Empires and I played a lot of tycoon games. But
yeah, same. I was looking at tycoon games the other day and I was like wanting to play.
Yeah, Sim City, Sim Roller Coaster. There was Sim Golf, was fun. You could design golf courses. You'd have people come and like golf and it was really fun. And then I even played, they used to put, back when you would get boxes of Captain Crunch, they would put CD-ROMs in them, which was what you would download a game from. You didn't do it from the internet. And it was called Captain Crunch's Crunchling Adventure. And it was these ugly looking 3D, like hairy things with feet. But it was a platformer and it was actually really fun. You'd have to like feed them and like give them strength to be able to go through the platformer, and you'd have to jump from like platform.
Dragon City,
I don't
basically
know. But
because Dragon City, you feed your animals and then they evolve and they level up, yeah, and then you fight with them.
Well, they would
and
level
you
up
breed with them.
I don't think there was ever
I don't play that game, but I've seen enough ads to know the like line of the game, like
yeah,
the whole point of the game,
yeah,
because over 2023 and 2022 Dragon City was a big hit and every other YouTube ad was Dragon City, so I know enough yeah about.
Well, I don't play a lot of those games right now.
I don't either.
I am playing, of course, Madden, because it's the only freaking thing downloaded. But I played a little bit of Hogwarts Legacy.
Boy, we cannot wait till Grand Theft Auto 6 or NCAA comes out.
Well, yeah.
I am hyped for Grand Theft Auto 6.
What is downloading right now? We got...
2K.
Yeah, 2K.
And we had Fallout downloaded recently.
I have Fallout... Is it 67?
Yeah, 67.
I have that, but my lovely daughter stuffed a game or two games into the slot of my PlayStation and it's jammed, so I'm having to take that apart. That's lovely. But anyways, we're gonna get off here.
I wanna say something.
Okay, go ahead.
So if any of y'all have watched the Fallout, the new show, I recently downloaded a Fallout Shelter game, and if you ever play it, my recommendation for vault number is Vault
33. Yeah, the TV show was amazing.
The TV show, it's not even amazing. It's over amazing.
Well, it's
the best TV show I've... That's what I should have put as my favorite TV show.
Well, there you go. They know now.
Yeah, Fallout, Jujutsu Kaisen, Aang, The Last Airbender, and what was the other one? Young Sheldon.
Well, and also, you know, it's one of the best, video game adaptations.
Yeah.
Because
that
there's not
Fallout
a lot of...
That Fallout game, Borderlands and Fallout compete for, free roam games for me.
Yeah, I like those. I love Skyrim. I can't wait till they come out with a new...
I've never played Skyrim. I want to play the VR version.
Yeah.
I've also never played Gorilla Tag, but I've seen that all over YouTube, and I really want to try it. So I can't wait till we get our VR.
Well, hopefully one day DC Comics will be a sponsor of the show. But until then, we recommend you go check them out if you're in the Moore, Oklahoma area, because that's one of our favorite hangout spots, and they have VR.
They have gaming PCs, they have Xboxes, they have arcade games, they have card trading, they have card buying, they have comics, they have... Old computer games, like old setups. They have like old, super old Nintendos. They have the PlayStation 1 through PlayStation 4 and 5. They have just a bunch of different stuff. So I recommend you go check it out.
Yeah, it's a great time and it's really cheap. It really is.
For 2 hours, it is $5 on the Xbox or PC.
Yeah. So we definitely recommend them. And, thank you guys for listening. Again, this has been fun, and we like doing these little things. It's kind of cool hearing his voice change over the years and just like his level of maturity.
Yeah, I'm not ready to go through puberty yet.
Me neither.
My voice gonna sound like this.
Yeah, you're gonna sound like this, like Deep Band voice.
I don't want my voice to sound like this. It's all
all right, well... My name's Aaron.
And my name's Brennan.
And this has been Diner Discussions. Thanks for listening. Our diner spotlight today is Sunnyside Diner, 824 Southwest 89th Street in Midtown, Oklahoma City. It's a bright, lively atmosphere where blue skies meet full tummies. Enjoy delicious food made with only the freshest ingredients available. Great coffee and a thick slice of home-cooked happiness at the Sunnyside Diner. And when you get there, try the Fat Elvis Cakes. Short stacked, loaded with bananas, bacon, candy pecans, and peanut butter. Served with the warm syrup. You won't regret it. And tell them that Diner Discussions sent you. And remember, it's always Sunday morning at Sunnyside.
This is a dumb.